Hello and welcome to the WebCERN Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Digital ad spend is expected to soar in Southeast Asia. YouTube has released its own low data app, and m-commerce in the US saw huge increases at the end of 2016. Southeast Asian digital ad spend is expected to see massive increases throughout 2017, with spending in the region forecast to grow by more than 20% over 2016. The total expenditure will reach $2.07 billion, according to a report from IAB and eMarketer. Taiwan is due to account for around 40%. Of all digital ad spend in the region, the most of any country. It was also revealed that in Singapore, digital would represent nearly a quarter of all marketing budgets, up from 18% last year, and would be worth $376 million. The increasing levels of spend on digital is due to increasing demand for content on mobile, video, and through social media. As web penetration rates are relatively low in most areas of Southeast Asia, eMarketer said that this meant a lower digital share of total media spending than in more mature markets. However, it also added that developing mobile connectivity presented a unique opportunity for advertisers to tap into a new market of fast urbanizing middle-class consumers. YouTube has released a beta version of its offline mobile app, YouTube Go. Now available on the Google Play Store, the app will allow users with limited mobile data availability to download videos from the site to their devices for viewing later on. The app also allows users to watch limited preview clips of videos to see if they are worth downloading, and also gives the option of setting up a data cap. Users will also be able to transfer their favorite videos to friends without either party using any data at all. It follows in the footsteps of Facebook Lite by targeting regions with unreliable internet connections, such as the Middle East and parts of Asia. M-commerce experienced a sharp growth over the final quarter of 2016 in the US. According to Comscore, spending over m-commerce is increasing at a rate of around 45% each year and reached nearly $23 billion in just Q4 last year. This compared well against normal e-commerce spending, which grew by just 13% over the last 12 months, although was still worth nearly four times more at $86 billion over the same period. The quarter also represented a high point for mobile sales, as it accounted for more than 20% of all online sales for the first time, compared to just 17% last year. American e-commerce was worth a total of $109.3 billion in the quarter, up 18% on 2015. Research from International Post Corporation has found that cross-border shoppers around the world prefer paying with digital wallets rather than card. The survey looked at international sales in 26 different countries and looked into payment types used and the popularity of each method over 3 months. It was found that more than 40% of respondents preferred to pay with a digital wallet, such as PayPal, whilst only 30% said the same about credit cards. Meanwhile, only 2% preferred using a prepaid card, whilst 4% said they paid cash on delivery. When questioned, those who used a digital wallet believed it to be the most secure option available to them, particularly in the US. And finally, Baidu has shut down its healthcare division in order to focus more heavily on developing its AI software. It was announced by the company that it would be merging its two-year-old medical unit into its AI business as part of a restructuring process. Baidu said that the move was part of upgrading its healthcare plan from providing low-end services to high-end AI-powered healthcare research and innovation. The unit recently released a medical assistance bot, which could provide information to doctors regarding treatment and medication options for patients. However, Kirk Boudry, an analyst with New Street Research, said of the now-defunct healthcare business that it was reportedly underperforming relative to the company overall, which could have led to its closure. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.